Sorry. St. Matthew 24:1-8. And it says, and Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am of Christ, and shall be deceived, and shall deceive many. And you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. Verse 7, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in diverse places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted or persecuted and kill you. And you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. And because of iniquity or because of sin or wrongdoing shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that endureth to the end, the same shall be saved. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. Be seated in the presence of the Lord. We don't want to talk about the message today is be not deceived. Amen. Be not deceived. Amen. The word deceive means to be, to cause to believe something that is not true, to be misled, to be misguided, to be entrapped. Being deceived has a trap too. It has a bondage. It's a stronghold for you to believe something the opposite from what God would have you to believe. You'll be bought into a bondage that only the Holy Ghost can break. Amen. It says, deceive means to cause someone to believe something that is not true, to mislead, to misguide, to entrap, to seduce, or to trick. You seduce somebody, you'll work up to them because you're trying to get them. Amen? You're real clever and you know just how to get them. The devil, if you don't know how to get them, the devil in them know how to get you. Because you're not wise. If we're wise, the Bible said, be wise as a serpent. I don't know too much about snakes. I won't get nowhere near them. They don't look good to me. They look just like a snake, but they right name. They got the right name. They got that hissing. Hissing you. I seen that on the picture. I ain't never got up to a real one, but I seen that enough. That's enough for me. That hissing, that venom, and poison. To get you. Now the Bible said, be wise as a serpent. A serpent is a snake. I used to hear a lady that where I used to work at a long time ago, she used to make me laugh somewhere. She gets so upset, she said, they're a bunch of snakes down there. They're a bunch of snakes. I get so tickled when she said that, but she was serious. She was so upset, she said, they're a bunch of snakes, Miss Thomas. They're just all snakes. She used to make me laugh. But she know what she was talking about. I didn't, you know, but the characteristics of a snake, he will charm you to get you. So he's very deceptive. And the Bible said, be wise as a serpent, but harmless as a dove. Uh-huh. You see, you can be wise and alert. Wise means to be alert, pay attention, but you can be harmless at the same time. You ain't got to call them out like that. You ain't got to fight them. You ain't got to, you just being so wise. And the spirit of discernment is so greatly needed in the body of Christ. It's so very weak in the body of Christ. Discernment is to, I can discern the right from the wrong. I have great discernment. It's very needed in the body of Christ. The Bible said, my people are destroyed because of the lack of knowledge. When you have no knowledge and wisdom, you can easily be tricked into the snares and entrapment of the enemy. Somebody give God the praise. Hallelujah. And even the things you're waiting on God in your life to do and different things like that. When you really believe and know what the words say, God told us after we've done all to stand on the promises of God until they manifest. But if you're not, don't know what the words say and don't believe what the words say, every time a wind comes, you're going to be blown from here to there. Amen? So, the Lord, amen, tells us, he said, take heed. You know, the disciples went to the Lord and they began to, they were so fascinated about the temple, the buildings and all that. They was looking, we got buildings going up all the time now, every time you look here, there's a new building going. He would let them know, don't be fascinated on these things, because every building you see up is coming down. Amen. And somebody said, when will the Lord come back? You just read the word. Read the word. Amen. And he said, and he sat upon the Mount of Olives. And the disciples came to him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be? He said, there will be not a stone left on top of another stone. Amen. It said, and Jesus went out. I'm going to go back for you. Help some of you now. And Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him for to show him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said unto them, see ye not all these things? He's saying, look at all these things. He said, verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. So he let him know these buildings, everything's coming down. And it said, and as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming in the end of the world? They said, when are these buildings coming down? And when should be the sign? When? How are we going to know the sign that you are coming back? And he began to say in verse 4. He said, when we read God's word, you got to learn how to study God's word. If you read it all together, you understand nothing what it says. He said, and Jesus went and said unto them, take heed. That word heed means pay attention. To pay attention, to be spiritually alert. To watch, not just pray, but watch as well as pray. To observe, to notice. It's like you pay attention. We most time we don't pay attention. I don't know people's mind. I think God, he really had to help. We don't watch it. We're just, that's how people almost walk in front of cars, and people almost do stuff, almost have accidents and stuff. Sometimes because they're driving, but they mind on something else. Some of them might be texting, some of them might be doing something else. They can't concentrate, stay focused. He said, take heed. The word heed means stop, pause, pay attention. That means if you don't stop, pause, and pay attention, something's going to come up on you, sneak up on you before you know it. He said, take heed. Heed means to pay attention, be spiritually alert, watch as well as pray, observe, and notice. He said, take heed. Let no man deceive you. To deceive again means to cause someone to believe something that is not true, to mislead, to misguide, to entrap, and seduce, and to trick. And all those are behavior mannerisms of the enemy. When somebody's trying to deceive you, they are purposely trying to deceive you. Deceive means all that. You said what I read, right? So if somebody is trying to deceive you, that's all included with the word deceive. That means they're not, like you tell somebody something and you make a mistake. You say, I correct that. I said that wrong. That was just a human error. But when somebody's really out to deceive you, they already set up a plot, a scheme to deceive you. You might not know it unless the Holy Ghost is working through you to let you know. You don't have to know everything, but if you praying like you need to pray, God gonna let you know something not right. Right? That's the discernment. That's one of the gifts of the Spirit. Discernment. Discernment is a shield for you, honey, because you can be out there in the street. Discernment is needed in your home, it's needed in the church, it's needed on your job, and you need to be fully armed with the armor of God that you have discernment. Discernment is going to be your protection. Discernment is your shield. Somebody could be setting up things for you, amen, to draw money out of your whole bank account, do anything. You walking around, spaced out, mind here and there, don't have a clue what's going on, you will lose everything. You'll lose your life. You'll lose your home. You'll lose your mind if you're not alert. Amen. Discernment will keep you from being deceived. You don't have to know every morbid detail. You just know something not right. Somebody give God a praise, and if you listen to the Lord, he going to show you what all is not right. Somebody give God a praise. Take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come. It didn't say some, it said many. Many shall come in my name. and saying I'm of Christ and shall deceive many. And many going to come because many going to be deceived. If those people that drunk that cyanide poison, that stuff, they made it look like Kool-Aid when you read the thing of the man that killed all them people. If they was in their word the way they should have been, they wouldn't have followed him from the beginning. Amen. People want to see. They want to know too much. They should have followed him. The Holy Ghost in them would say, don't go out and leave your family. People packed up and left stuff here to follow somebody. Yeah. And the majority of them all died. It was horrible. The kids got killed and everything. This spirit of deception is strong in the world today. That's why I tell people, get in your word. Study your word. Just don't read the word. Pastor say, read the word. Lost my shepherd. Get in the word and ask God to open up your understanding to what is said. So you will not be deceived. You might not have the pastor. You might not have somebody to help you out. So you will be so wise. As the Lord said, don't touch that because it's hot. Somebody give God a praise. He said, you shall hear. He said, many shall come in my name shall and say, I'm a Christ and shall deceive many. And you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. Amen. And we don't just have to hear wars over Vietnam. Somewhere. We got wars right here. You got people killing and fighting and shooting every day right here. All over the world. Them are wars and rumors of war. We see them and sometimes we hear them on the news. All kind of trouble. Fighting. Wars is fighting. Conflict. It don't even have to be gun and knife. You can have conflict with people. Can't get along with your co-workers. Can't get along with your family men. Can't get along with the people at the church. Wars and conflict and fightings among you. Somebody give God a praise. Said you should hear wars and rumors of wars. See that you be not troubled. God is saying these things are going to come. These are the signs of the Lord's coming back. You shall hear of wars and rumors. He said, but all these things that you're going to see, he already told you before they happen. I tell you, we better get the word in us, because if they decide to take the word of God away from you, your Bible's away from you, you don't have it in you, you're going to be lost. You ain't going to know what to do, how to respond to stuff. Amen. Somebody give God a praise. A smart student studies and passes the test. A person don't study going to not pass the test. You're not going to ace a test if you never study. Amen. Same thing with the things of God. You'll never, amen, develop and be a step ahead, a jump ahead of the devil if you're not praying the way you need to pray. If you're not in your word the way you need to be in your word. If you don't believe God like you will not be a jump start ahead of the devil. Amen. Somebody give God a praise. Jesus. God said we are not ignorant. We're not supposed to be. Ignorant means unlearned. It don't mean stupid. It means you just simply don't have knowledge of the devices, of the strategies, and the tricks of the devil. If you stay in your word and let that word be in your ear gate and all that, we think hearing that bump, bump music, all that, that ain't helping you none. That's just bumping your flesh. You don't have nothing to shake the devil off. Trying to be cool and all that. Honey, it's a time for all that. You better get that word down in your soul. Amen. The Bible said, that word have I hid in my heart that I don't sin against thee. Uh-huh. And it says, you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you be not troubled. God said, don't be troubled because he know it's going to make you trouble. He wouldn't say be not troubled. He know it's going to have a concern to you. Wouldn't it have a concern to you if you woke up in the morning, somebody was laying out on the street dead or somebody was shooting by your house? You're going to be troubled by these things. He said, but be not troubled for all these things must come to pass. But the end is not yet. For nation is groups of people. It's a people. That's what nation is. And it can be a group of people. Nations shall rise against nation. Kingdoms against kingdoms. Famines. There should be famines. And pestilence. And earthquakes in diverse places. They're going to be, amen, famines is a lack of scarcity of food and a lack of scarcity of anything. It's a shortage of. It's a lack of shortage of the people won't have. Famines. pestilence, epidemic, diseases that's coming up out of nowhere, amen, spreading on the whole entire nation, wiping people out, right. Diseases, epidemic, mm-hmm. Things that cannot cure, they cannot do nothing about unless God does it. Somebody give God a praise. Amen. Pestilence, earthquakes, indifferent in many, several places. And it says all these are the beginning, and this is just the beginning. A beginning of sorrows. And they shall deliver you or persecute you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. Some people will be really, amen, evacuated. When people come against you, people can kill you with their mouth right now. They can actually take a gun and shoot you too. But they're going to come against you. They're going to persecute you. Everybody, that's why you got to watch as well as pray. Right. You got to be so knitted to the Lord. Yes, Lord. Because you nowadays, you don't know who's who. No. You don't know who's who in your home. You don't know who's who on your job. You don't know who's who at the church. People, amen, God will show you things and show you people. That's discernment. Amen. Somebody give God a praise. It said, all these are the beginning of sorrows, and they shall deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And verse 10 is a very outstanding verse and very popular verse. And then shall many be offended. Uh-huh. Let me stay right there. What offended right here means. Offended means to be upset. They don't like something you said or something you do. They be upset and they become resentful at you. And they begin to be vexed at you and angry at you. Amen. And they will come out to get you in their own way. Amen. Amen. It said we better watch all these people we say as our buddies and stuff. Yeah. And we walking so close that you better walk close to God more than anybody. I tell you, I said you better walk close to God more than anybody. On your job, in your home, and all the way to the church. You better walk close to God more than anybody, because he's the only one. And I tell the Lord that all the time. God is the only one, in case you all don't hear nothing else I say today. And you take this with all you got. He's the only one to have your best interest in heart. Did you hear what I said? Did you read the words coming out of my mouth? God is the only one that have your best interest and my best interest in heart. God is not out to harm you. He's not out to destroy you. But people will. Somebody give God a praise. Amen. And many shall be offended and shall betray one another and hate one another. When people get offended, they'll betray you too. Amen. Somebody give God a praise. Y'all done had it. You done grew up from a child like I had. You have had people that was your friend. You found out later they wasn't your friend. You had people that was your buddy, and you found out later they wasn't your buddy. All the way till you an adult. That's why I don't walk with people like buddies. Before I was even pastoring, Sister Glasgow, before I was even pastoring, I never walked close to people like that. Because you can get damaged and hurt so bad when you walk close to people and you turn around and find out who they really are. I had associates, but not no close-knit buddies. I'm never a buddy person. I have a lot of people I like. I love people. But I don't walk to real close to people. I found out that people can harm you. Amen. Amen. And if you ain't got strong enough, you about lose your mind. They'll mess you up. Somebody give God a praise. This speaking about the last days. Amen. And this thing about the end time. And many shall be offended and betray one another. When you betray somebody, that means you're breaking one promise. Maybe you had integrity, or you was honest with a person. You're gonna become dishonest, false, and you're gonna be deceptive. And the old word was in the, I wrote that down. You're gonna double cross somebody. You're gonna change completely against them. Maybe one time you was for them, but you're going to turn completely against them. We're speaking about the end time. We're speaking about the word. This thing is real. Glory to God. And it said, many false prophets shall rise. See, all this is going on. False prophets will rise. You ain't got to be in a long road to be no prophet. To say you're a prophet. The people saying they have Christ, they false Christ, going to rise. It said, many false prophets shall rise and deceive many. That word, if you see that, that word just keeps saying deceive. Y'all see me reading it over and over. Deceive. Deceive. Glory to God. If you're walking with God and praying like you're supposed to, God will not let you be deceived. But if you're not, you will be deceived. Like I said, the devil will drain your whole bank account dry and take everything you got before you realize what happened. Somebody give God a praise. God is so sweet. He's so good. He lets you know when you, amen, we praying the way we need to pray. God will let you know when something is not right. He going to let you know before you get too far in it. He ain't going to let you just fall right in it and then about to take you out of here. He going to let you feel something. Like that. You ignore the signs of God, you'll walk yourself right into something. You might be, so the world might say, you might say, I'm going out of town. I'm going to do this and do that. And you make plans to do that. And you go plan. You don't even have to go out of town. I'm just planning to do that. And then the Lord, you know, might you might feel like something in your spirit like, well, you know, I'm not unsettled about that. I don't know if I'm going to do that or not. When you start feeling like that, you need to pray. Because you can go and be at the wrong place at the wrong time. That's right. It's just like, you know, that family. You know, they was praying to get together and do something great. They went way out of town and all of them died. The duck boat. I'm saying we can do stuff. We could God, you know, I'm not saying that God warned them or nothing like that. I can't say, but I'm just saying we can be at the wrong place at the wrong time. And nobody just survived. Y'all know what I'm talking about, their family. This is their family, the whole family got wiped out, pretty much. I'm not saying they won't listen to God or nothing like that, but sometimes people don't listen to God. They just hop. It's not good to just hop up all at once and just do it. I ain't saying this has no bearing on them. I'm not saying they did that. It's not good that all of this pop up and I got an inkling, let's do this all at once. You need to ponder the things you do. You need to, you know, just think about, you know, was I planning to do that? You know, this different story. Like if you go down here and drive down here, and maybe you're gonna turn here and say, oh, I think I'm gonna turn here. But if your mind goes like that all the time, it's something going on with your mind. If you always supposed to go, you know, have a plan, you're gonna have some kind of plan in mind. But if, you know, if you have to deviate, you deviate. But if you everything you do is pretty much, I go here and I just fly up and do stuff, something's wrong up here. You need more focus up here. Amen? Right. Amen. And it says, and many false prophets shall arise and deceive many. And it said, because iniquity is sin or wrongdoing, because iniquity shall abound, that means because iniquity is going to get greater, the love of many going to wax cold. Because of sin in the world and people sinning and doing things and stuff, their love is going to become more colder towards you. People going to have coldness towards you. And if you're a person that you just got to have people in your company and you just can't make it without this one came back, you in for a rude awakening. Because, amen, when people get offended, their love is going to wax cold against you. Amen. Somebody give God a praise. I heard somebody say when I was listening to him, say, you never love nobody more than you love the Lord. I don't care if you even married or single, whatever. You never love nobody more than you love the God. You never, amen. You might appreciate the pastor. You never appreciate love nobody more than you do the Lord. Amen. Because people can hurt you, and they can change on you, and they can disappoint you, and you will be messed up if all your eggs are in the wrong basket. Ooh, man. Somebody give God. I said you can be messed up. But if you have your trust in God more than them, if they want to part and they want to go this way, that way, they want to do that, you will still be standing, honey. Somebody ought to give God a praise. Yes. I said somebody ought to give God a praise. Jesus. But he that endure to the end, so the Lord lets you know all this will be going on. upon his coming back to the earth. And we're going to be in the midst of all this, so we're in the midst of it now. But it said, but he that endured to the end. So you got to endure through all this. That's what it's saying. You can't run with the footman. How you going to run with the horseman? One trouble come in your life, you stop ready to throw in the towel. Two troubles come in your life, what you going to do? I feel like this in my life. It's for me in my house, in my spirit, how I'm going to serve the Lord. I am not twisted. I love my family. I love my sisters and brothers. I love my children. But, amen, my salvation is not based on them. Because before I even had my children, I knew the Lord. I mean, I had the Lord. I mean, you know what I'm saying? God is my, I know he's my all in all. I did have God in my life before I had my children. But so God is the first priority in my life. So if I'm going to go twisted, it won't be twisted up on somebody. Amen. Somebody give God a praise. And I'm not going to hold your hand so strong that I can't part with you. Because, see, if I'm holding your hand so strong I can't part with you, that means if you fall over in hell, I'm falling over hell with you. Amen. Somebody give God a praise. It is just not that deep for me. Amen. You don't wake me up in the morning. You don't start me on my way. I trust in the Lord. God's the one to do all this and that for me. You got to know who you believe. And if it's like that, honey, you can get up and keep moving. You don't have to get up with your heart all messed up, with your mind all messed up. People mess your mind up and have you by bipolar crazy as they are. Somebody give God a praise. Jesus. That's why the devil don't like. Lord, let me know. The devil don't like the worry people. God let me know. And I keep speaking. God said, I got people that like want to hear a word just like that. And he knows when to bring them. Somebody give God a praise. Somebody give God a praise. God's not going to call you to do different things. Glory to God. And glory to God. And he don't make it profit. But God sometimes be built in the ministry. Because the Bible speaks about God's going to shake the heavens. Amen. And he's going to shake the earth. Anybody read that? And God said, everything that can be shaken will be shaken. But he said, those things that remain, those things that cannot be shaken will remain. Or you one that cannot be shaken. Or you one that not going under the bus because people around you going under the bus. Or you one that will still stand for God. If you will still, you will still be able to remain in your household. Amen. Among people that's not saved. Or you, glory to God, falling over everything by every wind of doctrine, letting people put everything on you. Or you standing, amen, in the things of God. You will be able to stand. You will remain. Somebody give God a praise. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Come on, say amen to the word in here. Glory to God. Give God a praise. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Speaking about amen. Be not deceived. Don't be deceived. God told us. He said it so many times. And he told them that because, I mean, he told them that and he telling us. Because he know once you be deceived, you're gonna be on the trail. You're going to be really messed up. How many know the spirit of deception would mess you up? I said, can I get an amen here? I said, the spirit of deception would mess you up. Amen. 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 So God is telling us, say, don't be deceived. In other words, pay attention. Don't be what they say. It's almost like, you know, even in a classroom, and Lord, it's been so long since I've been in a classroom, but I do remember some classes that I had, you know, was more favorable than others. You know, some was and some wasn't. But most people don't care too much for schooling anyway. They go because they have to go. You know, you can't, you know, your parents will make you go. You have to go and you got to have some learning. And it's needful. You know, you got to live in the world. You got to have sense. You know, you got to have, you know something. So some people, when they were in school, they be doing like Nivea now. Mess with the Nivea. They may be doing something. I can use you for example today, Nivea. They be doing, go ahead and finish doing what you're doing. He going to help pass out today. But I want you to help me for real. Go on and do what you were doing a few minutes ago. I'm talking. Yeah, I'm preaching. And I ain't going to tell y'all what she doing on her tablet. But that's what people do. That's what we do in school. All right, thank you, Nivea. But that's what we do in the house of God. We there, but not there. Nada. We're at home cooking our dinner. We're home. We done on our job before we even get there the next day. We doing this, we doing that. So we lose. When you do like you lose a lot. You lose a lot. And then there was something, that's why probably, I ain't saying I got the worst grades, but some classes I didn't get real good grades. I said I wasn't interested in. Some, especially biology. They were going to dissect animals and all this kind of stuff, and we had to do it. I got a bunch of not good grades. I ain't going to tell y'all what y'all got because of shame. Some of them classes are required. You got to get something to pass them. Right. I ain't get good in all classes, but thank God I got enough to get on out of there. Amen. I ain't telling nobody to do that, but I got enough to get out of there. But the Bible said, take heed. Take heed that you be not deceived. Amen. And this is the time that we're living in. Amen. That many will be deceived. Now, I'm going to lift my hand. I pray the Lord, he will never let me be deceived. I'm not above being deceived, but if I'm praying in the Holy Ghost and living right and stay close to God, I got confidence he will not let me be deceived. Somebody lift your hand and praise the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I think I'm rounded about up now. Amen. Be not deceived. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. This is a deception time. Amen. Amen. And we have to keep our focus and our attention upon the Lord. Amen. I tell people you won't go wrong. And, you know, some people might tell, well, follow the pastor. The pastor can't go everywhere with you, can't help you with everything. Might be the saints nowhere around help you think. If you be so attentive with God, you don't need all those people anyway. Amen. God would help you. Amen. And help you with to be able to earn right from wrong. He'll help you to be so alert. Amen. Won't nothing get past you. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's a very encouraging word and very powerful. It's a very enlightening word, basic. Enlightening, even for me as I preach it. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You can trust God. And I say you can trust God. You can trust God. I find out more and more. And sometimes God will let you go through different things so you can learn a little bit more about him. But you really can trust God more than yourself even. Yeah. Amen. I said you can trust God more than yourself. Because you may get up one day, amen, and feel this way, and next way you feel that way. You feel all over the place, but you can tell the God, God is steady. He's the same today, yesterday, forevermore. He never changes. I say he never changes. Even when we don't do what we need to do, he's still faithful. He still wakes you up in the morning, wakes me up in the morning, start me on our way. He still, amen, do things for you. He still show his love unto us. Amen. Glory to God. Somebody give God a wave offering. Amen. I tell everybody, keep your eyes on the Lord. And know only what God will have you to know. I'm learning that too. I tell you one thing. Whatever God wants you to know, he'll reveal it to you. Amen. I mean, I ain't saying if you go do some things on your own. But whatever he's not revealing to you, you better to leave it alone. Especially if it's not good. Because you might open yourself up for a can of worms. Somebody give God a praise. Let somebody stand to their feet.